From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 29th, 2018. This week, we mark the harvest season in Virginia with music about a type of agricultural building whose functions have a lot to do with water. Have a listen for about 45 seconds.
I still love to drive here to see the stars at night, though the city's lights grow brighter every year. Hear the barn creak in the summer breeze, watch the sky for satellites. Imagine that old farmer standing near. And the weather bugs and fungus make the barn lean more each year. The earth pulls on all things that stand above. Neglect surrenders to the wind, no reason left to stand. Next generation's memories will be town and not the land.
You've been listening to part of The Barns by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg, Virginia, from his 2001 album See Further in the Darkness. The song describes the fading presence of barns in rural areas where working farms have been converted to residential developments, as has happened in much of Virginia in recent decades. Despite those conversions, however, Virginia agriculture as of 2017 still included over 44,000 farms on over 8 million acres, producing over $3.4 billion in cash receipts from all commodities, from livestock to grains to fruits and vegetables. So the Commonwealth is still home to many functional barns, and those functions are related to water in several ways. Barns keep crops, animals, and equipment dry from the weather's water. Barns can also be designed specifically for drying out certain crops. Livestock barns have to allow for ventilating moisture produced by the animals and for removing livestock wastewater. And thinking back to the theme of this episode's opening music, in unmaintained barns, water rusts the barn's iron and supports the fungi, bacteria, and insects that break down a barn's wood. Virginia's 21st century landscape is home to barns old and new. Round or rectangular, wooden or steel, agricultural or residential, barns display a history of ideas for managing the wet and dry of life. Thanks to Bob Grauman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with a few more seconds of The Barns. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.